Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early winter. My windows look out onto a new geometry of bear, locust, hackberry, mulberry, and walnut branches. The houses next to me intrude again. The hermitage barrier of forsythia and honeysuckles thinned. The sounds of the cars and the sounds of time between the cars become clear and unfiltered by foliage. When I go out to walk Belle on my border collie in the middle of the morning, I find bittersweet fruit fallen to the sidewalk. When I look at its vine tangled above me in the maple, all the red berries appear inside their spreading hulls. In the woods, garlic mustard has grown tall, its leaves wide and bright. Sleek skunk cabbage protrudes, speckled purple. All over the swamp, some plants even opening just a little, dark eyes of March peering out at me. At home, I haven't raked the grass. Green glows through, widens as the leaves decay. The gray fruit of the New England asters seeds to finches. The phlox plants are already empty, pointed, lanky sepals curling. As snow encroaches, I'm already counting days to spring, tempting to shrink the time ahead. Just 10 days to solstice, 40 to the center of the season of snow, and only 70 to the first hours of snowdrops. A divided, finite winter is already in my hand. Soon it will seem too short for retreat and recollection. The hibernation not long enough. Grieving for summer in autumn comes apart in the cold. I look for what is promised instead of what is gone. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early winter. In the meantime, count the promises, the hours to snowdrops.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.